This was awesome. I woke up on Saturday morning, Macca, and not sure Mrs. Mays was all that thrilled, but the phone went on. I was watching FA Cup action live at about 4:30 a.m. in the morning. And for 81 minutes, Macca, I thought Russell Milton was going to be the hero of all heroes. 1-0, Cheltenham Town were leading over Manchester City, and then unfortunately the Citizens, just a little bit too good in the end, knocking three in the last sort of 10 or 15 minutes. He joins us on the line now. Russ, good morning to you.
Morning, Maisie. Morning, Glenn. How are you, right?
We're good, thanks, going Russ. Well. What a roller coaster. First of all, how proud are you of the team? I know you lost 3-1 in the end, but what an unbelievable performance it was.
Yeah, it was. We're really proud. We said some before the game, you know, go and leave your mark on the game. You know, there's going to be like 8 or 9 million people watching this. It's in lockdown. It's prime time Saturday evening for us at 5:30. You know, people haven't got anything else to do. So go and make a name for yourselves and give a good account and let Man City know that they've been in the game when they come off the pitch and, you know, walk off with your chest out and your shoulders back and be proud of what you've done. I think they did in many ways. So, you know, it was a real satisfying performance in the end.
Just on that, Russ, you know, at the end of it, the fanfare goes, the advertising board goes. What does this mean for the club, just to this exposure, you know, on such a big stage, what it actually means for you guys?
Yeah, it's massive. I think, you know, the club's had some good fixtures in the past. You know, we've played a few Premier League sides, but this one was, you know, was televised and it had that little bit of extra exposure and the situation in the world as it is at the minute. Football's a big outlet for people, isn't it, at the minute? So, yeah. In terms of financial, I would say you'd be probably touching towards £500,000.
Wow.
The sponsorship boards a huge amount of money each minute. So it was great for the club to have that as well. And it's like the circus came to town, wasn't it? You know, the multi-million-pound stars of Man City. We were very nearly, you know, like as Mikey said, 81 minutes, we were 1-0 up and, you know, we looked at each other on the bench and we're going, we could actually do this, you know, we're not far away. But I think quality and fitness, you know, when they can bring on lads from the bench that have £140 million between them, you know, and we can't, obviously. We lost three players shortly before the game as it was, so we were under strength, if you like, but you know, you couldn't fault the boys that went out there. They were fantastic, and I think Pep knew that he'd been in a game. He knew our strengths, and fair play is very complimentary to us all afterwards.
Yeah, Maisie and I were talking in here earlier. If you had got over the line and had a one, who was going to play you in the movie?
Yeah, I'm not sure, actually. That'd be a good one. Russell Crowe may be one of your compatriots.
I like that. That'd be a good one, I reckon.
Good voice, that's for sure.
The two Russes would be good, I reckon.
Yeah, that would be very good. Hey, what was it like shaking hands with Pep afterwards as well? And I know you mentioned a couple of weeks ago it was his birthday. Did you get a sneaky glass of wine or anything in like that after the game?
We did have a glass, yeah. It was good. Yeah, it was good. We had, you know, 5 minutes, as you say, with him, so it was, and the players as well were really complimentary because they got changed in the bar because of the situation at the minute that the Man City players, I don't know if you saw it. Yeah, in Pep's press conference the day before, he said, can Cheltenham Town please put no alcohol in the bar before the game, please, because I don't want the lads getting distracted. So they got changed in one of our bars and then they go straight out onto the pitch. So, but afterwards, the players still have to shower in the changing rooms, in the away changing rooms, which are next bar. So.
It's fantastic, isn't it? For your group as well, what does that do for their confidence levels going forward?
Oh, we might have lost Russ there. We might have to give him a quick call back.
That's it. What a story.
Yeah, I want to ask him about
in the bar. Changed in the bar.
It's like local footy.
Fantastic.
Changed in the bar. These blokes are worth about 300 million quid a week for Kevin De Bruyne. Yeah. So he's battling.
I had a look. There was one suggestion. It was £563 million for Man City and with Cheltenham. Eight free transfers, two loans and a $10,000 signature. Isn't that amazing?
Outstanding.
That's why I love the FA Cup.
Yeah, and that was the beauty of it. But, just to see them perform so well for 81 minutes was amazing. I want to ask him about Pep because we know, obviously, a lot of these managers have this sort of aura about them. Now, you speak about the great managers in the world, Bill Belichick. We've had the Alistair Clarkson era over the last sort of 10 to 15 years in the footy world back home, Craig Bellamy, on a domestic front as well. Obviously, Sir Alex Ferguson over there in English football over the last 30 years. But we might not be able to get Russ actually, but we'll have to save that.
Russell Crowe was ringing him, I think.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have to save that perhaps for next time. So anyway.
No, it's great.
I'm very keen. Maybe half a mighty can catch up with him next week and find out what happened with Pep. What the conversation would have been. What would you... Oh, actually, we've got him back on the line.
He's back.
We'll have a quick chat to Russ about that. Russ, you back with us? Oh, we've got him. Hey, Russ, I just wanted to ask you quickly, one last one before we let you go. Yeah. What did you get to say to Pep? Was he complimentary of the team? What was the conversation about?
Yeah, he was really complimentary. He was he thought we were a really good side, really organised. We played good football. I think they were surprised at how well, the team played, and they were sort of watched us obviously before, and they were surprised at how well we play football. And obviously we weren't going to go toe-to-toe with them, because if you do that, you're likely to get played off the park. So we had to try and make it as difficult for them as possible. We've got some, really good set plays, some free kicks, corners. Our throw-in is a massive weapon. Our captain can throw it a mile, which we scored from. And, they knew they had been in the game, and they were really complimentary afterwards, and a lot of the players were as well. Raheem Sterling and Phil Foden particularly were really complimentary as they came through and got their showers in the away dressing room next to ours. So all round, it was a really good day, and it was, something that you'll sort of cherish. And, it was nice, great to be involved in, and hopefully we can get a few more of them in the near future.
What does Pep drink? Is he a red wine man or a white wine?
He's a red, yeah. He's a red, yeah.
How expensive was the bottle?
That'd be telling. It was more than we normally spend, put it that way.
Russ, it was fantastic to watch. Congratulations on a great run in the FA Cup. I'm already looking forward to next year's campaign. Good luck in the league as well over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And thanks for your help over summer during our stint. Half a Whitey will be back next week. I'm sure they'll be keen to talk a bit more about it as well.
Thanks, boys. Great speaking. Cheers.